We need more free-range kids. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Once upon a time, kids were expected to amuse themselves outdoors. Today, fears of shady neighbors and bodily harm have led to a nation of parents who appear content to keep their kids inside, playing computer games, surfing the web, texting, and watching TV. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, the average 8 to 10-year-old spends 7 hours a day engaging with a screen. In contrast, they play outdoors for about 30 minutes. In the United Kingdom, a study found that grade schoolers were more familiar with Pokemon characters than the British wildlife in their backyards. In the U.S., less than 40 million people go camping each year, meanwhile more than 100 million watch the Super Bowl. Moving childhood indoors comes at a cost. Today's children are rarely exposed to the wonders of the forest, the joy of turning rocks over in a local stream, or the pleasure that comes with reading the landscape for signs of animal life. Birdwatching is often touted as the largest recreational activity in America, but bird clubs are often devoid of millennials. Too much time indoors staring at screens has been blamed for a rise in childhood obesity. Meanwhile, the prevalence of myopia has increased from 25% to 41.6% during the past 30 years. Evidence is mounting that the proportion of young students who develop nearsightedness may be linked to the short time that many of them spend in bright sunlight each day. We can't divorce our youth from nature and expect to maintain a healthy citizenship that cares about protecting the environment. Screen time is a poor substitute for authentic interactions with nature and one another. This weekend, take a hike and bring a kid. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.